आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू इंटरेक्ट विद स्टूडेंट्स इन द 8th एडिशन ऑफ परीक्षा पे चर्चा दिस मॉर्निंग। प्राइम मिनिस्टर टू इम्बार्क ऑन अ लैंडमार्क डिप्लोमेटिक टूर टू फ्रांस एंड द यूएस टुडे टू को-चेयर एआई एक्शन समिट 2025 with French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris, President Draupadi Murmu to visit Mahakumbh in Prayagraj today, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh to inaugurate Asia's biggest Aero India show in Bengaluru today, Israeli troops withdraw completely from Gaza's Netzarim corridor, and in cricket, India wins second ODI in Cuttack to take unassailable 2-0 lead against England. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with students from all over the country in the 8th edition of his popular interactive program Pariksha Pe Charcha at 11 a.m. today on multiple platforms including Doordarshan. The Prime Minister will interact with students, parents and teachers to offer insights on exam preparation, stress management and personal growth. The program will be telecast live on Akashvani, Doordarshan, Swayam Prabha, the PMO YouTube channel and the social media channels of the Education and Information and Broadcasting Ministries.
With over 5 crore participation, this year's program exemplifies its status as a Jan Andolan, inspiring collective celebration of learning. Pariksha Pe Charcha 2025 will feature 7 insightful episodes, bringing together renowned personalities from diverse fields to guide students on essential aspects of life and learning. Over the years, Pariksha Pe Charcha has evolved into an opportunity aimed at transforming exam-related stress into positive energy. By addressing real questions and offering actionable solutions, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has bridged the gap between policy and practice, empowering students to thrive under pressure. Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In the last year's program of Pariksha Pe Charcha, the Prime Minister suggested the students to make themselves capable of handling pressure. He said preparing oneself for any kind of pressure is a part of life. The Prime Minister also suggested assessing stress levels and moving forward by gradually incrementing it so that the student's ability is not hampered by it.
हमने अपने आप को एक तो किसी भी प्रकार के प्रेशर को झेलने के लिए सामर्थ्यवान बनाना चाहिए, मान के चलना चाहिए कि जीवन में आता रहता है। दबाव को हमने अपने तरीके से इस स्थिति से जीतना है, एक तो संकल्प करना।
प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी इज सेट टू इम्बार्क ऑन अ लैंडमार्क डिप्लोमेटिक टूर टू फ्रांस एंड द यूएस दिस आफ्टरनून, एम्ड एट बोल्स्टरिंग स्ट्रेटेजिक, इकोनॉमिक एंड टेक्नोलॉजिकल पार्टनरशिप्स विद बोथ नेशंस। In France, the Prime Minister will co-chair the AI Action Summit with President Emmanuel Macron, which begins tomorrow. Mr. Modi will also hold key bilateral discussions and inaugurate India's new Consulate General in Marseille. A correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit has more details.
Prime Minister Modi's tour marks a major step in boosting India's global reach and collaboration. As a champion of India's technological progress, he is set to co-chair the AI Action Summit tomorrow alongside French President Emmanuel Macron. The AI Summit will focus on establishing ethical and responsible guidelines for artificial intelligence. It is also expected to address the key issues like job displacement, security, privacy and fundamental rights. The Indian ambassador to France, Sanjay Kumar Singla, says,
"Our concern is, for instance, it should be safe, open, inclusive, secure, trustworthy, how it's going to impact our workforce."
Ambassador Singla also highlights the inauguration of new Consulate General in Marseille, a major milestone under the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor.
This consulate will serve 4 regions of southern France, and we have about 10,000, 12,000 people, Indian diaspora there. We also have major industries in that region, whether it's aerospace, chemicals, biotechnology, and that's the direction in which we are moving forward.
In addition to the summit and consulate inauguration, Prime Minister Modi's France visit includes several bilateral meetings, CEO roundtables, and a visit to the International Thermonuclear Experimental Reactor. After his engagements in France, Prime Minister Modi will travel to the United States for a 2-day working visit focused on trade, strategic cooperation and technology partnership. Rajadurai, Akashvani News, Paris.
In Chhattisgarh, 31 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district yesterday. The bodies of all the killed Maoists have been recovered. 2 security personnel were also martyred in the encounter, while 2 jawans have been injured. Injured Jawans were airlifted to Raipur for better treatment. The condition of both injured security personnel is reported to be out of danger. Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh resigned yesterday, submitting his resignation to Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla. Mr. Biren, who has led the BJP government in Manipur since 2017, stepped down amid ongoing political developments and months of unrest and internal party politics in the state. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download News on EIR app. And now news from Mahakumbh 2025 underway in Prayagraj. President Draupadi Murmu will visit Mahakumbh Prayagraj today. She will take a holy dip and perform puja at the Triveni Sangam, the confluence of Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati River. The president will also visit Akshayvat and Bare Hanuman Temple in Prayagraj. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will also be present on the occasion. Our correspondent reports that the ongoing Mahakumbh Mela has been witnessing a huge turnout of devotees and pilgrims.
The entire Mahakumbh Mela area is witnessing a continuous stream of pilgrims. Devotees from various states and around the world are immersing themselves in the spiritual atmosphere of the holy confluence. Over 43 crore devotees and pilgrims have taken a holy dip in the Triveni Sangam. Even after the three Amrit Snan on Makar Sankranti, Mauni Amavasya and Basant Panchami in Mahakumbh, the enthusiasm of devotees remains unwavering. The Mahakumbh Mela, which began on 13th January, will continue till 26th February. With Dipendra Kumar, Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Prayagraj.
Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will inaugurate Asia's biggest Aero India show in Bangalore today. The five-day event with the theme of Runway to a Billion Opportunities will showcase India's defence capabilities and indigenous innovations. Indian MSMEs and startups have an opportunity to forge joint ventures or collaborations with the global manufacturers and provide a resilient supply chain. We have more from a correspondent.
Atmanirbhar Bharat Make in India and Make for the World vision and the vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047 forms the foundation of Aero India show set to begin a short while from now in Yelahanka Air Force Base in Bengaluru. Spread over 42,000 square meter, the mega show has 900 exhibitors. Defense ministers or their representatives are coming from 30 countries to be part of the defense ministers conclave. Air chiefs and defense secretaries are coming from 43 countries. Indigenously developed light combat aircraft Tejas, light combat helicopter Prachand, advanced light helicopter and C-295 transport aircraft produced in India are on display here. ADA has exhibited newly designed 5th generation prototype of advanced medium combat aircraft AMCA in this exhibition. Sudhindra, Akashwani News, Bengaluru.
India and Egypt will hold a joint military exercise called Cyclone 2025 at the Mahajan Field Firing Range in Rajasthan beginning today till February 23rd. The exercises aim to enhance defence cooperation between India and Egypt by focusing on sharing professional skills and improving interoperability of special forces in desert environments. This includes counter-terrorism operations, reconnaissance, raids and other specialised missions. Military cooperation between India and Egypt has strengthened in recent years. Both countries have emphasized the need to strengthen security efforts. The Israeli military has pulled out of the Netzarim corridor in central Gaza, a move confirmed by Hamas. This withdrawal is part of a ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas. Palestinian police force took charge of the area to manage the flow of Palestinians moving through it. The Netzarim corridor, about 4 miles long, had been occupied by Israeli forces since the early months of the war, cutting off northern Gaza from the south. Many Palestinians had crossed through the corridor to return to their homes after seeking refuge in southern Gaza. Egypt will host an emergency Arab summit on the 27th of this month to discuss the Palestinian issue and Gaza in Cairo. The summit follows consultations with Arab nations, including Palestine, which requested the meeting. This comes after U.S. President Trump suggested relocating Palestinians from Gaza to Egypt and Jordan, a proposal widely rejected by both countries and others in the region. U.S. President's comments were made during a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, which included plans to control and redevelop Gaza. Both Egypt and Jordan have opposed the idea. And now over to our correspondent for the latest updates from the world of sports.
In cricket, India defeated England by 4 wickets in Cuttack last night, securing an unassailable 2-0 lead in the 3-match ODI series. This victory marks India's 7th consecutive bilateral ODI series win at home against England. The men in blue successfully chased down a target of 305 runs in just 44.3 overs. Captain Rohit Sharma led from front with a stellar knock of 119 runs, earning him the Player of the Match award. The third and final match of the series will take place in Ahmedabad on Wednesday. In the Indian Super League football, Bengaluru FC defeated Jamshedpur FC at the Srikantirva Stadium in Bengaluru yesterday. This victory ended the Blues' 3-match winless streak at home and moved them to 4th place in the standings. And in chess, Indian Grandmaster D. Gukesh suffered a defeat in Game 1 of his quarterfinal clash against world number 3 Fabiano Caruana at the Freestyle Chess Grand Slam Tour in Weissenhorst, Germany yesterday. However, Gukesh remains in contention as he will face Caruana in Game 2 of the quarterfinals today with an opportunity to force a tiebreaker. Manik Sharma, Akashvani News, Delhi.
IIAS DARPG India Conference 2025 will begin at the Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi from today. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh will inaugurate the conference, which will be held till the 14th of this month. So far, 240 delegates have registered from 55 countries. The theme of the conference is the next generation administrative reforms reaching the last mile. The platform will discuss and explore innovations in public administration, governance and policy making. This is the first time India is hosting the IIAS Conference on Public Administration. In a bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, tonight we bring you a discussion on enhancing use of solar energy. Additional Secretary New and Renewable Energy, Sudeep Jain, and DG National Institute of Solar Energy, Professor Mohammed Rehan, will be guests in our studios to answer the listeners' queries related to solar energy's benefits and government schemes relating to it. The program will be broadcast at 9:30 p.m. You can ask questions by dialing telephone numbers 011-2342-1050 and 011-2331-4444. Alternatively, you can also send your queries via WhatsApp to the number 92890940044 or post your questions on X with the hashtag AskAIR. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast dense fog conditions in Gangetic, West Bengal and South Odisha today. Light rainfall and snowfall activity accompanied with thunderstorm is expected over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Northeast Assam, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura through the next 2 days. A gradual rise in minimum temperature by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius is expected over Northwest, Central and East India through the next 3 days. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anita Anand.
Thank you, Abhishek. BJP begins hunt for new Delhi chief minister. MLAs meet many in race, leads the Asian age. Biren quits as Manipur chief minister after meeting Shah, reports the Hindu. Trump's AI ambition and China's deep seek overshadow as AI summit in Paris, reports the Statesman, while the Tribune says cooperation in nuclear energy defense on the table as Modi heads to France. As part of the truce deal, the Economic Times writes, Israeli forces withdraw from key Gaza corridor. Trump says he has spoken to Putin on ending Ukraine war, reports Hindustan Times. Sam Nujoma, Namibia's fiery freedom fighter and first president, dies at 95, says the Indian Express. And finally, the Hindu carries photo with a caption, supersonic fight of a fifth generation F-35 fighter jet, which will be on display at Aero India 2025. The headline reads, US aircraft to be a major draw at Aero India. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Anita. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to interact with students in the 8th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha this morning. Prime Minister to embark on a landmark diplomatic tour to France and the US today to co-chair AI Action Summit 2025 with French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris. President Draupadi Murmu to visit Mahakum in Prayagraj today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh to inaugurate Asia's biggest Aero India show in Bengaluru today. Israeli troops withdraw completely from Gaza's Netzarim corridor. And in cricket, India win second ODI in Cuttack to take unassailable 2-0 lead against England. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.